The National Bureau of Economic Research has found that when states strike down laws prohibiting shopping on Sunday, it leads to a decline in church attendance and an increase in immoral behaviors such as drug and alcohol use, reported the Washington Post. The research, conducted by Jonathan Gruber of the Massachusetts Institute of Technology. Now, this is no chump university here. This is MIT. And Daniel Hungerman of the University of Notre Dame, another high-profile university, found that before the shopping ban was lifted, about 37% of people in a state attended religious services at least weekly, 37%. Actually, that's kind of low. I've heard stats higher than that, but that's low. Okay, 37%. One-third of the folk in a state attended religious services, 37%. After the laws are repealed, in other words, you can stay open on Sunday, church attendance falls to 32%. In their paper, The Church Versus the Mall, What Happens When Religious Faces Increased Secular Competition, they also found that marijuana, cocaine, and alcohol use increased among churchgoers after the repeal. How's this? I could understand not going to church thinking, the restaurants are open, the malls are open, I got stuff I got to do, God can wait. After all, I don't have to mess with God until I'm dead. I can see some folks thinking like that. But how does marijuana, cocaine, and alcohol use go up, especially among churchgoers? Well, they speculated that when businesses remain open on Sunday, it forces some religious young people to work or go shopping. It forces them? I don't know how it forces them. I know what they're saying. It basically says, well, since it's open, I can do it now. I work during the week, and I keep track of other things, and it's Sunday, and I can go shopping. So it doesn't really force them, but this is their language, I guess. It forces religious young people to work or go shopping, and that increases their exposure to sinful behavior or weakens their resolve. I don't know about that speculation. I think my speculation would be the farther you get from God for any reason, it isn't the shopping, it's leaving church. It's the fact that what little exposure you may have had to God, if you take that away, you start to loosen even the moral ties that keep you straight. And so as those are frayed, you are more likely to engage in a whole range of stuff. I wonder if they would have measured things like physical relations or gambling or profligate spending or materialism, if they could have measured those. I wonder if those things all would have increased too, because indeed, not going to church, well, it just leaves room for other stuff, doesn't it? Interestingly enough, there it is. So stuff stays open. It's all tied together. It's all one big intertwined ball of wax. Who would have thunk? Leave stuff open. People don't go to church as much. People don't go to church as much. Their moral fiber gets frayed. Moral fiber gets frayed. They start doing dumb things. People suffer. Families suffer. Kids suffer.